This is the Detroit Evening Report for Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. I'm Tia Graham from WDET News. The Republican-led legislature will start voting to freeze Michigan's 27 cents a gallon gasoline and diesel taxes amid pump prices that exceed $4 per gallon. That's after Governor Gretchen Whitmer urged Congress to suspend the federal gas tax and diesel tax. Her office has not embraced halting state fuel taxes, saying it would hamper road repairs. The state legislation would save drivers approximately $750 million. The city of Detroit is working to retain police officers. City Council has approved $5 million for the police department to issue bonuses. Sworn officers will receive roughly $2,000. The money comes from the department's general and overtime budgets and from federal American Rescue Act funds. Detroit has roughly 2,000 officers. The city says 103 left the department for other agencies last year. Lawyers for men charged with planning to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer portray their clients as big talkers, wannabes who never meant what they said. Attorneys for one defendant call him a pot-smoking misfit influenced by an FBI informant he met at a protest. Prosecutors say the men devised a plan to snatch Whitmer because they were angry about pandemic restrictions and that they went well beyond talking. Defense attorney Christopher Gibbons on Wednesday refuted a prosecutor's claim that Adam Fox was a mastermind of the alleged plot against a Democratic governor. Four men faced trial in the case. The Southeast Michigan Resilience Fund says $1.6 million in grant funding will provide investments for communities to improve areas of nature. The project selected will provide critical habitat for wildlife such as monarch butterflies and birds, while also creating and enhancing public access to parks. The grants will strengthen regional resilience and improve water quality for communities by installing green infrastructure, increasing urban tree canopy, and restoring prairie and floodplain habitats. The Greening of Detroit is just one organization that will use some of the grant money to engage community volunteers to plant more than 300 new trees in several parks in southwest Detroit. Thousands of people are expected to take part in Detroit Techno Fest over Memorial Day weekend. The lineup for this year's Movement Festival has been released. Hart Plaza will be full for the first time in 2 years. Artists expected to perform include 2 Chainz, Flying Lotus, and Jerkin Joloff. Tickets are on sale now at movementfestival.com. Detroit City Football Club will air nearly 24 men's and women's matches on WMYD TV 20 this season. The team and the station made the announcement earlier today. DCFC's men's team joined the USL Championship this season, the second tier of professional soccer in the United States. The women's team will be in the USLW League. The men's regular season begins on March 12th and runs through October 15th, and the women's side will run from May through July. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Tia Graham from WDET News.